أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City and focusing on حروف المقطعات area, which are the 29 chapters beginning with a unique letter combination. And we're focusing on Mimat place. These are the seven chapters or the seven surah that begin with Alif Lam Mim. Today we're going to look at Surah Al-Ankabut. This is Surah number 29. And Ankabut is the spider. There's 69 ayat. It's a Makki Surah. And first we're going to look at the benefits of recitation. I love it because we recite this Surah in Ramadan. And the hadith goes that if you recite it with Surah Al-Rum on Laylatul Qadr, there's a definite entry to Jannah. My goodness, it's so awesome. And if you wish joy and happiness, then recite it on water. You know, if people seem a bit grumpy at home, recite it on water and give it to them and see the difference that this Surah will make. Well, let's look at the focus of the Surah. The Surah focuses on tests. So belief is tested physically, emotionally, and socially. Focus, which is the central theme of the surah, is the metaphor of the frailty of the spider's web, which is built with the strongest of materials. So it's looking at the fragility of the human being and his ecosystem, because the human being builds his world without being aware of the awesomeness of the creator and in the inevitability of death and the hereafter. Thus taking the weakest of positions, he's often very heedless of his own fragility, and I guess the COVID-19 virus is a vivid example of this. There's a focus on establishing salah and following divine guidance, and then sustenance and protection can only come from divinity. Now, the surah was revealed at a time of extreme persecution, shortly before the hijrah of many of the companions to Abyssinia. And it was as a result of the persecutions that are mentioned in this surah which resulted in that migration, and also the subsequent migration of the Prophet leaving Makkah for Medina, which we call the hijrah and from which our calendar dates. We divided the surah into eight sections. And the first section is ayah 1 to 13, where belief is tested physically, emotionally, and there was social persecution for the Muslims. The physical persecution is of Bilal, Ammar, Yasir, and Khabab ibn Arat, who was laid down on burning coal. Emotional persecution were somebody like Sa'ad ibn Waqqas, whose mom refused to eat and would only eat if he gave up Islam. There was peer pressure and discrimination. There was rejection from the community. The elders of the Quraysh exerted pressure on the youth, saying that they would bear their sins if they left Islam. And Allah mentions this here. And in this section, it's all about accountability. The second section is at the historical examples of trials of the past prophets. Prophet Nuh, Lut, Hud, Musa, Ibrahim, Shuayb and Saleh are all mentioned here. For example, the people of Ad and Thamud were given intelligence and skill, but they became arrogant and rejected and mocked the prophets that Allah had sent. It is in section 3, ayah 41 to 44, where Allah mentions the parable of the spider's web. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The parable, the example of those who take guardians besides Allah, is like the example of the spider that makes for itself a house. And most surely, the weakest, the frailest of the houses is the spider's house, if only they knew. In ayah 45, absolutely phenomenal. Where to get the strength to be able to combat this, to be able to pass these tests? And he says, it is from Salah. He says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilaykum min al-kitab." Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book. Wa aqim as-salah, establish salah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It is indeed salah that will keep you away from indecency and evil. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar. And certainly the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. And Allah knows what you build, what you do. So the strength acquired from the recitation of the book and establishing salah in our lives stops shamelessness and evil, allows us to reach our full potential. The fifth section, which is ayah 46 to 52, is interaction with the Ahlul Kitab. Because hijrah was inevitable to Medina, this introduces instructions on the interaction with the Ahlul Kitab in Medina. they asked of his miracles, and Allah gives the answer in ayah 51. The Quran is the miracle. He says, "Awalam yakfihim anna anzalna alayka al-kitaba yutla alayhim." Is it not enough for them that we have revealed to you the book that is recited to them? Inna fi dhalika la rahmatan wa dhikra liqaumin yu'minun. Most surely there is a mercy in this and a reminder for people who believe. Section 6, which is ayah 53 to 55, we find the defiantly disobedient who in mockery ask to hasten the punishment, and Allah replies as to how it will cover them on the day of Qiyamah. And then section 7, where there is the inevitability of death. Allah says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. ثم إلينا ترجعون. And to us you shall be brought back. Allah defines success as belief which is manifested as good deeds through the characteristic of sabr. And sabr is patience and perseverance. He says, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Those who do sabr, patience and perseverance. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they trust in their Rabb. And finally, the last section, which alludes to the fact that sustenance and safety or protection can only come from divinity, and success is only achieved if we strive in His way. And ayah 69, which is the last ayah, says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who strive for us or in our way, لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will show them our ways. We will show them the way to reach their full potential. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And most surely, Allah is with those who do ihsan, who do good. Absolutely love this surah and know why, if you recite it with Surah Ar-Rum, there's definite entry into Jannah. In fact, Imam Sadiq says that he doesn't even say inshallah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to study these two chapters and really well and be able to imbibe them in our lives so we too can reach our full potential. More than that, let us start off by being of those who establish salah in our lives and study this book. Love this book. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.